And it's now time for your daily Fortis News Break, a production of Fortis Institute. The immigration enforcement standoff continues in Los Angeles. Mayor Karen Bass and Police Chief Jim McDonnell have publicly declared their allegiance to illegal aliens over American citizens. Both officials announced that they would refuse all cooperation with ICE operations, even as federal agents arrested over 40 people during raids at multiple downtown locations. The protests that followed tell you everything you need to know about the priorities of that city. The Department of Homeland Security didn't mince words, condemning city officials for spreading terror, while the FBI's deputy director made clear that protesters will not be allowed to interfere with federal operations. The resistance to basic law enforcement wasn't limited to California either, as a new study reveals over 1,000 jurisdictions across America now refuse to cooperate with immigration enforcement, nearly double the number since 2018. The Federation for American Immigration Reform found that 17 entire states plus Washington, D.C. maintain sanctuary policies that actively obstruct ICE operations. Those jurisdictions don't just ignore federal law, they prohibit officers from asking about immigration status, deny ICE access to jails, and in Colorado's case, even fund deportation defense for illegals with taxpayer money. The FBI is now asking Americans to report medical facilities still performing life-altering gender procedures on confused children following President Trump's executive order cutting federal support for such practices. 25 states already banned these procedures, but the Bureau's public appeals signal serious federal enforcement is coming. Of course, the ACLU immediately complained that asking citizens to protect children creates fear and confusion. Yeah, because I guess mutilating kids under the guise of healthcare shouldn't make anyone fearful or confused. Speaking of child protection, Park Ridge, Illinois just hosted a pride event where drag queens danced seductively in front of small children while encouraging them to hand over dollar bills. The mayor endorsed the spectacle along with several local churches that apparently don't read their Bible. Yeah, when churches start celebrating the sexualization of minors, it's clear those aren't churches at all. In sports news, leaked medical reports confirm what everyone with functioning eyes already knew. The Algerian boxer who competed in the Olympics was actually a biological male. And as J.K. Rowling noted, the gender activists who made sex testing seem bigoted are just as culpable as the IOC for this travesty. Finally, a 334-pound man is suing Disney for $50,000 after exceeding the 300-pound weight limit on a water slide and getting injured at exhilarating speeds. That's today's Fortis News Break. I'm Jimmy Hicks. If you want more, you can download Fortis Plus or sign up to become a Fortis Insider for exclusive daily content. You can do both at fortisinstitute.org. And don't forget, you can subscribe to Fortis News on your favorite podcast app in order to get these updates daily. And until tomorrow, go serve your king.